We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning of the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, talking about Kshira Vayta. Koshim Deliver Peskaya. You have a bucket, you know, used to get water out of the well, and the string ripped. You're allowed to tie a girdle, a belt, to that bucket, because we know we're not going to leave it there indefinitely, and therefore it's mutter. We can't use a rope. Rabbi Yehuda Mater. Rabbi Yehuda Mater is Mater with a rope. We'll see why in the Gemara. Klal Am Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says a rule. Kol kesher, any kesher that's not kayama, you're not chayiv on it. And you have to know where Rabbi Yehuda is adding on. So Taisis has two pshatim. The second pshatim of Taisis is that this klal is going on the Mishnah before that we had a kufi alfa on base that any kesher is not shal kayama is pata avla asa. Zok Demar, Chevel Demai. It says here is machlokes the Mishnah. Tanakama says you're not allowed to tie the bucket with a rope. And Rabbi Huda says mutter. What type of chevel are we talking about? Ilay mechevel dam or regular rope. Rabbi Huda matter. Kesh shakayama. How can Huda say it's mutter? It's a kesh shakayama. Hello, we're talking about chevel the gardi. A tailor's rope. And this rope you're not going to leave here forever. And that is why Rabbi Huda holds mutter, because you're going to take it off today. You're not going to leave it here. Therefore, it's mutter. And it's doimut a piskio, which is mutter. So the Gemara Lameimra, the Rabbanon Savra, what's the Rabbanon? If it's talking about a chevel gardi, why the Rabbanon answer? Because the Rabbanon say, since it's the same type of rope, you can get mixed up between a regular rope and this rope, and therefore it's also a Rabbanon. Lameimra, the Rabbanon Savri, guys, you're in a chevel gardi of the chevel da Amma. You see from here, the Rabbanon make a gzera, a chevel, a weaver's rope, otu, a regular rope. You know, weaver rope should be mutter because he's an untie today, but still, it's also otu, a regular rope, and get mixed up, and therefore it's also according to the Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Like guys, Rabbi Yehuda holds you not geizer." Raminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha from a different brisa. It looks like the Rabbi Yehuda is geizer these type of things, and Rabbi Rabbanon is not. Why? We learned in a brisa. Chevod lisha nifsak. You have here the bucket. In those days, they needed the water to shep the water. That was the way the water carrier needed water from the well, and the well snapped. The rope of the bucket snapped. So chevod lisha nifsak. Lo ye koyser la'inva. You shouldn't retie it. You know, it snapped in the middle. You have two parts of the rope. Don't tie it together. Just make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, no, you're not make a ball. Karchalav punda piskia. You wrap it around either with a girdle, a belt, and that's it. You can't use a bow. Well, eventually, I'm betting you now use a bow. So what's pshat? So Mar is assuming this is pshat. There are button hold. You're not gozer a bow or to a knot if you're allowed to make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda says even though a bow is mutter, but you make a gzera or to a knot. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda does make a gzera, Rabbanon does not make a gzera. Now Mishnah is the opposite. Now Mishnah chevel is also according to Rabbanon because you make a gzera. Rabbi Yehuda is matir. So it's a stira kasha. The Rabbi Yehuda kasha. The Rabbanon. So the Gemara, the Rabbanon, like kasha. Chevel bechevel michlef. You mixed up a weaving rope with a regular rope, and therefore it's a gzera. The Rabbanon, you make a gzera. Aniva bekshira le michlefa. There's no gzera aniva bekshira. There's no way to get mixed up between a knot and a bow. They're two different type of things, and therefore, since a bow is mutter, there's no way to get mixed up. And so what's Rabbi Yehuda asks a bow? It can't be because it's a gzera. If you madach by chevel, he doesn't hold a gzera. For sure, and even a kshira doesn't hold a gzera. So Rabbi Yehuda like kasha, hos lemishal mechva aniva v'kshira. The reason why it's asked is not because he mixed up aniva v'kshira. Ela aniva gufa kshira. He holds a bow. It's called a knot, and the same isra as a knot. And therefore, it's also. And that's what we're passing. The aniva alone would not be. It's like a slip knot. Is aniva really? It will not be called a kesher, and it's mutter on Shabbos. Our shayla with our shoes is really, it's really aniva gabi a kesher, which might be a different halacha. Our shoes. Something more right there. And that is if it's long time, it might be a problem. Aniva top of kesher. If it's for a long time, it won't be a problem. Maybe Adam Chevel Mutech Beisoy. A person is allowed to bring a rope from his house, the Koishroy Bepara Uveivos, and he could tie it on Shabbos. He could tie the cow until the feeding trough. He could tie the cow to the feeding trough. Esvei, when that's a kasha, Esvei, we're assuming that Riva is mutter because you don't untie it. Esvei, Ravacha, Richa, the Ravacha, Papa, Ravaba, Chevel Shevevos. If it's already tied to the trough, then kosher parah, you can tie it to the parah while the parah is eating. Vishav parah, if the rope is already tied to the parah, kosher beavis, you can tie it to the feeding trough. Ovad, so yavai chevel motech beisoy, the yikshir parah beavis. But you should not tie it, yavai chevel motech beisoy, the yikshir parah beavis. You shouldn't take a chevel from your house and tie it to the parah and the avis both together, because one of those sides, you're going to end up staying there. So you're not allowed to do it. Heck, you say over here, you're allowed to maybe on mechir beizay, and tie it to the trough and to the parah. And here it says, you can't do that. Avashal yavichav, the way it's the parah of avis. So, no, it's not shver. Hosom chevod alma. That braisa that says inala do unless it's tied on one end already, it's talking about a regular rope. Haka chevel gad. Here's talking about a weaving rope. A weaving rope, there you're not going to leave it attached on one side. You're going to take the whole thing off, and therefore it's mutter even on Shabbos. Atkan, a sugya of kshira, of kosher. Now we're going to a new sugya. Amrav Yudah Mashmuel. Kli kivai. Certain utensils used for weaving. And here we're talking specifically the two rods that are used to straighten the chassis part of the threads on the loom. So those two things are mutal tal of Shabbos. They're not muksa on Shabbos. And what is the reason? So Rashi learns that since you're not makbar on it, you use it for other things, so therefore it's not called klishmach l'iser. Other Rishonim hold that every klishmach l'iser is mutter l'tzarech gufoy m'kayim anyway, so even if it's klishmach l'iser, it will still be mutter. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that it's not muksa machasar and kiss. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you sometimes use it for other things, and therefore it's not completely out of your mind, and you could be metaltal on Shabbos. That's l'achal kli kivoy. Boi m'nei Rav Yehuda, koi v'delim koi v'tachta mahu. And a part of the loom has in front like a big wheel, a heavy wheel, and in the back it has a heavy wheel. And that's where you tie the two threads, and that's where you roll the threads. Those things are very heavy. So that's a shaila, mahu, that could use it for tashmishim hamutarim, could use it for things that are mutar on Shabbos. What's the shaila? Since it's very heavy, maybe you don't move it too much, and you only use it for this, and therefore it becomes a klishmach list that you don't use for anything else. And if you're Rashi, you won't be able to metalta it. Or if you're Ol Rishayim, maybe it makes it muksa machsar and kiss. Since you never move it, you don't use it for anything else. Therefore, maybe it's maksadaiti completely. That's a shaila. So he wasn't sure. In v'lav v'raf v'yodah, he said, yeah, no, he wasn't sure. Itmar, omam nachma mashmuel, kli kivoy mototalta v'shabes, afil kovr elim kovr tachtoin. Shmuel says that all the weaving tools, you're allowed to use it for tashmishi heta on Shabbos. You know, we're talking about, let's say you want to use this kovr de elyoin, to move it, to sit on it, whatever the case is, he says you're allowed to do it because it's a klishmach l'ister, that you're allowed to move it, tzarech gufoy m'kayim. Klishmach l'ister means a keli that's usually used for things that are also to do on Shabbos, for example, weaving. So the lachad, you're allowed to move it, tzarech gufoy m'kayim. So here, the shayla was, is it muksmach son kiss fidoz v'shayim, or it's too heavy, so you don't move it. So here, he says you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Mutal talta la m'shabbos v'kayim v'kayim v'tachta. Now, aloyes amudim. But the amudim, those are the two. You say there's two stands, the two amudim that are in the ground, the dog into the ground, they hold the kovr elyon, kovr tachton. That already you can't move on Shabbos. So Shabbos, why? Only Rav Nachman, maishna amudim deloi. Why can't you move the amudim? Oh, you tell me, you know why? Because when you pull it out, it makes a hole in the ground. Ilim the kovr gumois, it makes holes in the ground. That's by itself, that's there already, that hole. And that's not a problem. What's a raya? The Tanaim, we went to the Mishnah. We had this Mishnah before. On daf nuno and beis, it says a timer lefes v'tzinnis tachas a geffen. Someone buries a turnip or a radish under the vine in the ground. It mixes alav magulam. If part of it is magulam, you can pull it out without moving sand. So it's not shalom muksa. Ain't a choshish. You're not choshish. Loim shem kalayim. First of all, that you planted it here, it's not the problem of kalayim because it didn't really take root, even though it's next to a geffen. Loim shem shvius. If it was shmita year, it didn't grow. It's not a problem of shmita. Loim shem meiser. It's not chayv meiser. V'netolim b'Shabbos. And it's not muksa on Shabbos, and it's not a problem of digging in the ground. So you see, there's no problem making gumois. So why here's a problem making a hole in the ground? You see this, the hole is there already, and pulling it out is not making cold make a hole in the ground. It's not a shayla. So what's pshat? V'netolim b'Shabbos. So why here can you move the amudim? And for the Gemara, b'sado lo osvi lashvi gumois. Bias, there's no chashash, you're going to flatten out the holes. Hocha, bias, also a shvuy gumois. Here, it's a house, you're not going to come here by a house, you are going to come on shvuy gumois. Here, where's a loom? A loom doesn't sit in the chatzar, it sits in your house, not in the sada. Since in your house and your earthen, your dirt floor, you're going to have to flatten it out. With chashash, that if you allow them to move out those yisaydis, they're going to come to flatten the ground, and that's also on Shabbos because of binyan. These tools that are used for weaving. Before we already had someone, one man the other was Masupik, the other man says, you're allowed to move it. And now here, Rabbi Yechon asked, Rabbi Bar Levoy, what's the halacha? Amalei, ein metaltam, my time, why not? Since they're very heavy, you don't move them a lot, and it's ein melachtam, only the iser, therefore, it's muksa, and you're not allowed to move them on Shabbos. A new Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Mekapalim es akelim afilo arba'a v'chamisha pa'amim. You're allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos even four or five times. In those days, And these days, to a certain extent also, after you washed the kalim, it was all creased up. And the way they made it nice and stiff and flat, they fold it up very neatly. So you're allowed to fold this on Shabbos if it's v'tzarech tomorrow morning. For Tzarech Shabbos, let it fold something on Shabbos. And Matzim Mitzvah Melel Shabbos on Shabbos. Let it set up the beds from tonight to tomorrow morning. Avaloy Meshabbos Melel Shabbos. But you're not allowed to fold Kalim or make your bed. In those days, making your bed was putting together a whole bed for Matzah Shabbos. Because that's the Isra of Achana. I'm being Terech on Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel, Oymer, Mekaplim Esa Kalim Matzim Mitzvah Melel Kippurim Shabbos. From Yom Kippur to Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Because there, you're doing it for a bigger Kedusha. Shabbos is more Kedusha than Kippurim. So you're allowed to fold Kalim on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. And you're allowed to make the bed on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. And the same thing goes for Chelvei Shabbos, Kerevim Yom Kippurim. In a case where Yom Kippurim landed on Sunday, this case was Yom Kippur landed on Friday. Before the calendar was set up, they worked the Kiddush HaChodesh, and it was possible for Yom Kippur to land up on a Friday or on a Sunday. So the same thing, if it lands up on a Sunday, the Chelvei Shabbos, the Murim from Shabbos, the Gemara of Shabbos, is allowed to be carved on Yom Kippur, because Shabbos is a big Kiddusha. Avaloshim Yom Kippurim for Shabbos, but not Yom Kippur's Chalavim can't be Mimakar on Shabbos because Yom Kippur is less Kedusha than Shabbos. So, Rekivayim, Reloishal Shabbos, Kerevim Kippurim, Reloishal Kippurim, Kerevim Shabbos. Neither or. You can't do Chelvei Shabbos on Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur on Shabbos. But Kapanam, our Mishnah does say that you're allowed to fold the Kalim on Shabbos for Shabbos, but not for Matzah Shabbos. So, Taisus speaks out, Taisus, the third Taisus, Makaplim, speaks out, Makan Lamanu, the Osla Kapo Talisa Shabbos Aknesses, Vijayin Tzarech Macho. You're not allowed to fold your talis on Shabbos. For tomorrow, because that's Tzarech Macher. So you now fold your talis for this Shabbos for the next Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do, and that's also Issa Achana. But it could be happens to be that folding a talis for this Shabbos for the next Shabbos will be fine because for different Shabbos, because it's always Issa Achana. But we'll see. It might be another different Issa. Something more avite. There might be a different Issa with folding talis. Until now, we're saying folding clothing is only Issa of Achana. But if you're doing it for tomorrow morning, it's Mutter. So Zokta Gemara, that's not 100% true. It's not always mutter to fold something even for that Shabbos. Arid Be'er Abyanai, Lo Yishonu Ba'odam Echad. You only let a fold as talis, only I day one person. Ava Shnei B'nei Adam, but with two people, like, two people can't do it. Uva Odam Echad Nami Lo Amaron Ela B'chadoshim. And even one person, you can't, even one person cannot fold. The reason why two people can't fold talis together is because they schlep it out very good and it's more of a ticking. They pull it out very good. And it's more of a ticken. Over Adam Echad Nami Lamar, and even one person that will allow them to fold clothing if it's Vitzarech Shabbos, it's only Chadoshim, my new ones. I'll be showing them an older piece of clothing where it's a little more creased. There it's a ticken to fold it, you're not allowed to fold it on Shabbos, because that's a ticken Shabbat. And even Chadoshim that we're allowed to, Nami Lamar, and the bottom, we have a white. Over Savoyinim, colored ones, we're there, the folding it makes the color stay better. Loy. But Loy Amar, and Shalahachlif, you have no other clothing. If you have no other clothing, don't even do that. Loy. You should not fold it on Shabbos. And Tanan Shmei Shagamil, Taka Maisa Rav, the Elohim, a Kaplan Klilavan Shalahem, they didn't fold the white clothes, even the white ones, they're a different set of clothing. Now, the Gemara is saying the only time it's mutter to fold something on Shabbos, even if it's Tzarech Shabbos, and it's not a tikkun, it's only if it's new, if it's white, if it's one person, and if you don't have another set of clothing. So it come out Lamaisa. To fold our talisim on its folds on Shabbos is a problem, even if you're doing it for next week. Rashi says, you're setting it up, you're folding it on its folding it very neatly on its folds. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, a lot of places can hold it. You're not allowed to fold your talis on Shabbos. You just have to fold it not on its folds, or just smush it up on Shabbos, because it's a shiloh of folding a talis on Shabbos, because you're making a kaplan. Some will say that our clothing are don't really hold, they're not so stiff, it doesn't become stiff, and therefore we mutter, but a lot of places can hold, it's a problem. Once we mention about this, we're going to go into now Einik Shabbos and Hilchas Kavod Shabbos. Rav Huna says, Im yesh loy lahachlef yachlef. If someone has an extra pair of clothing, he should change his clothing special for Shabbos. He should have special Shabbos clothing. That's what he should have. Im ein loy lahachlef, if he only has one set of clothing. So in those days, they used to pull up the clothing so it shouldn't rub on the floor. They used to roll it up. So on Shabbos, they should pull it down to make it look long. That's what he says. Let him pull it down to make it be at least long, lying on Shabbos. If someone wears his long clothing, he looks like Yehura, looks like a Bal Gaiva. And how you let him do that? Zokta Gemara. Kivan to call you a Meloy Ka'avid, since you also do this every day, and only those on Shabbos, it doesn't look like being haughty, it doesn't look like being a Bal Gaiva, they're pulling down Shabbos, because you see clearly it's covered Shabbos. So therefore, that's what a person should do on Shabbos, he doesn't have extra clothing, he should make his clothing longer and make it look nicer. So the Gemara writes, the pasuk says in Shayo, in Yeshaya, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says in Toshiv, I'll read the whole pasuk, then we'll, the end of the pasuk, the Gemara's on the Darshan. It says in the pasuk, some people say it on Shabbos by Kiddush, in Toshiv, Meshabbos, Raglecha, if someone restrains his feet, Asoyz Chefzcha, B'yoyim Kochi, V'karosol Shabbos Oineg, he's Mechabit Shabbos, L'kudosh Hashem Mechubad, V'chibadatoy Ma'asoyz Terechecha, M'tsoy Chefzcha V'dabedava. And the end of the pasuk, we're going to Darshan. V'chibadatoy Ma'asoyz Terechecha, what does that mean? So v'chibar to vidarshin is lashon of clothing. Shelo yehabushcha shel Shabbos b'shulcha. You should change your clothing for Shabbos. V'chihod Rabbi Yechon kari lemani yemichavadaisa. He used to call clothing my honor, my kavod. That's what v'chibar to means, referring to clothing. Just like Rabbi Yechon called clothing my kavod, so it says v'chibar to you should have special clothing for Shabbos. Another halacha it says ma'asoyz derechecha. Shaloi, lashon derechecha, your ways. Shaloi, lucha shabbos lucha shochel. Now, I'll explain it on base what that means. You shouldn't walk on Shabbos like you walk in the weekday. Then say mitzoy cheftzecha. You should restrain yourself from doing your cheftzecha. Cheftzecha asurim, your chafetzim asurim, which means what? Like Rashi says, it means you shouldn't go to your field to see what it needs. But cheftzei shemayim mutarim. But cheftzei shemayim is mutar like tzorchei mitzvah, tzedakah, or shalach zabonis. That's mutar. V'dabedava. It says v'dabedava. And we darshin, shalo yidiburcha shal Shabbos k'dibur shal chayil. Your words of Shabbos cannot should be words of chayil. What does that mean? So Rashi learns what it means is g'mekecha memkecha chashbainis. You shouldn't talk about business on Shabbos. Tosis says, that's where even tzach hefetzcha. You don't need a pasuk for that. So Tosis says, it brings up from Yerushalmi, that really, he says that really, Yerushalmi amr, b'tarech etiru v'shil shalom v'shabbos. Even shil shalom would have been asa. But Tarech, they allowed you to say shil shalom, but you shouldn't talk. You shouldn't even talk to Ram v'talem on Shabbos. Shalo yidiburcha Shabbos k'dibur shal chayil. So Tosis brings down. And another thing is, Dibur is also here in Mutter. This whole is only Dibur. But to think about your business, that Ikar Adin is Mutter. So let's see how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. So in the beginning of Shin Zayin, it passes on both Rashi and Tosfos. It says, V'davidavar, Shloye Deburcha Shal Shabbos, Ke Deburcha Shal Chol. I'm reading the Mechaber, Simon Shin Zayin. Your Deburcha Shal Shabbos, Navag Deburcha Shal Chol, Hilkach also Loimar Dava Plain Esel Amalcha, I'm going to do a certain business deal tomorrow, Ischer Lepunin Sekhan Amalcha, I'm going to buy a certain thing tomorrow. Now I'll say that. Zokta Machabra, Afilu Sichas Dvarim Betalem Asla Harvest. Even to talk a lot of Dvarim Betalem is awesome. The Ramah brings down, Adam Shasipra Shmois Vidibri Chidushim Weniglem. If certain Dvarim Betalem, like, you know, stories, is a Einig for them, it's Mutter, they could do it. Lusapra Mashavas Kmar Bechayel. Al Misha Einemis Aneg, if you don't have enjoyment, Asla Imram, you're not allowed to do it even for your friend. That's the halacha of Dibur. Now, if you look at Shimvav, and Shimvav, where it talks about here, it says here in Shivav Sivcha, it says here mut ba sok of mut. You have to think about business on Shabbos. Makomakom shem oinik Shabbos mitzvah shlo yichashem and klal. You shouldn't think about it at all. The yehi be enif kiul lekol malach dayasua. So even though here it's gadin's mut, you should not do that.